From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
If you were asked to describe the difference between Shiraz, Syrah, and Petite Syrah, would you be able to? Can't? Don't worry, you're not alone. Different shades of red after this. I want to tell you about a four-star trip for wine lovers that I have personally created for you. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold while meeting some legendary personalities along the way. Get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. That's david@grapeencountersradio.com. Syrah and Shiraz actually come from the same grape. The name is different depending upon where it's grown. For example, in Australia, this small, thick-skinned, dark-colored grape is called Shiraz. The grape's wine is bold, fruity, spicy, and rich. It's especially nice with hearty meals, such as barbecue, grilled meats, and even chili. This same tiny grape is known as Syrah in France and America. The wine it produces is smooth, ages well, and has a complex structure that's savory, subtle, and earthy. Both Shiraz and Syrah pair well with slow-cooked meats and aged cheeses like cheddar. Now, Petite Syrah is a relative of Syrah and Shiraz, but more of a distant cousin. Probably the most important thing to remember is that Petite Syrah is anything but petite. Despite the name, the wine is big and bold, fruity, intense, and tannic. The grapes are less complex than Syrah and Shiraz and are blended to make strong, rustic wines. Just remember that all three of these reds have a bit higher alcohol content, so savor them slowly and don't wait for a special occasion to let them wow you. Not ready to give them a swirl? Well, que sera, sera. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.